Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Jamie, sit down. She won't come any faster because you're pacing about.
Oh, she said she'd come after lunch.
She knows we're busy here at lunchtime.
I can't work here until she says I can.
Well, you certainly can't start today. There's things to sort out, even if she says yes.
Exactly. Why did it take her all weekend to decide anyway?
Well, there's a lot to think about.
No, she's just doing this to wind me up.
Oh, Jamie, you're asking your mum to do you a very big favour. I don't think that's very fair. Yes, come in.
I hope this is all right. Fallon said you were expecting me and I should come straight up. But if it's not convenient...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Mum, just come in.
Actually, this isn't your house, Jamie. Is that all right, Jolene?
Of course. As you said, we knew you were coming. Jamie's been waiting.
For hours? Where have you been?
At home, having some lunch. I'm sorry, Jolene. I do hope I haven't caused you any inconvenience.
No, no. Can I get you a drink or...?
We haven't got time for all that. Mum, just tell me, have you decided? Can I work at the Bull?
I don't know yet.
Oh, Mum!
There are things I need to talk to Jolene about, if that's all right with you, Jolene.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
What things?
I said Jolene. Can you leave us in peace for a bit, please, Jamie?
Hello, Clary.
Oh, Susan, hello. Edward said you might be dropping round this afternoon too.
I can't keep away.
Neither can I. Hot thing shopping, I see.
Oh, well, just a few little bits and pieces for the baby.
Oh, more than a few?
Well, looks like you had the same idea.
Wow.
It's so nice to have a little girl to buy for once.
Well, it's for me. I ain't never done it before. Mind you, I got something for Georgie as well. Oh. I didn't want him to feel left out.
Yeah. Won't he be at Will's?
Yeah, but I thought I'd leave it in his room, be a nice surprise for him.
Oh, yeah, he'll like that.
Might be a good thing he ain't here, you know. We can give the baby lots of attention without him feeling neglected.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She's such a cutie.
She is. I just wish she got a name.
Oh, so do I. But it won't do any good us nagging him about it.
Well, perhaps not, but wouldn't hurt to drop a few hints, though.
There's no point arguing, Jamie. The quicker you go, the quicker we can get it sorted.
Oh, right. But still,
Jamie!
I don't... I'm going. Oh.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. But if we could get on now, I've left Fallon in the bar. I really don't want this to take all afternoon.
Of course not. But there is one thing I want to say before we start discussing the details.
Is there?
Yes. I'm sorry about the things I said to you last time I was here.
Oh, I see.
I had no right to blame you. It's not your fault. My relationship with Jamie has broken down so badly.
No. No, it isn't.
And I can see it puts you in a difficult position.
It does. It's one I didn't ask to be in.
Yeah, I know. And it's only because you care about Jamie.
Yes. Jamie we should be concentrating on at the moment.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So, there's one thing I'd like to get straight. It weren't my idea, Jamie working here. He sort of, bounced me into it.
I know the feeling.
But if you aren't happy about it, that's an end to it as far as I'm concerned. And I'd say the same to any youngster I was thinking of taking on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, I'm not entirely against the idea.
Okay.
But only on certain conditions.
Such as?
If he's going to live here for any length of time, I think he should be paying you some keep.
Well, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, but I think he does. He's got to learn to take responsibility for his actions.
Well, it's just I like him to think of the Bull as another home.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he can freeload off you any time he feels like it.
Well, I suppose not.
I mean, it's really important. He's got to see that what he does has consequences. He bunked off school on Friday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they rang me up.
Oh, I had no idea. He went off okay, come back at the usual time.
No, I'm not blaming you. Oh. Heaven knows, I've had enough trouble getting him there. But he's got to understand he can't go on behaving like this.
No, he can't. But how are we going to stop him?
Well, if I do decide to give him permission to work here, I shall tell him I'll withdraw it if I get another call from the school next term.
That's a good idea.
Oh, look at her little nose. So neat.
It's not like mine, is it?
And that little rosebud mouth.
Oh. She gets that off you.
If you say so. Mm.
And how are you, Emma?
Oh, yes, love. Everything, you know, all right.
I'm fine, Mum. I'm tired, of course. But...
Yeah, this little one doesn't give her much peace. You wouldn't think it to look at her now, would you?
She just gets angry and likes everyone to know it. Very sweet.
She's certainly got a voice on her. George reckons she's keeping him awake.
Oh, does he?
Well, it is quite a small house.
He's always dead to the world when I go in to check on him.
Yeah. He's just having a little protest, your brother, isn't he? Because he's not the centre of attention anymore.
I suppose one of my main worries about Jamie working in the holidays is that it'll take up time he should be using to revise for his exams.
Well, he should be. I doubt if he would, though.
No.
I'm just trying to be realistic. If he ain't working here, he'll just be off out with his mates, and there ain't no way I can stop that.
I know.
You really think he's going to be here for all of the Easter holidays?
Don't you?
I'm not even going to be here at Easter.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Oh, I feel bad enough about leaving Fallon to cope with the bull at such a busy time without adding Jamie to the mix.
I'd have him home tomorrow, you know I would. But the way things are between us, all you've seen.
Yes.
Do you think... I mean, maybe if you asked him, do you think you might be able to persuade him to come back to me?
Oh, Kathy.
No, I know it's a lot to ask.
No, it isn't. I'll try. But I can't guarantee anything, I'm afraid.
I know. Thank you anyway. Right. Perhaps we'd better speak to Jamie now.
Do you want me here? I can easily go see how Fallon's doing.
No. Stay, please. I think it might be better if we present to United Front, don't you?
Oh, it was so sweet of your mum to bring Georgie a little extra present.
It was nice of your mum to bring the casserole round.
Yeah. And kind of them both to do the veg to go with it before they leave.
Well, you know what that is, don't you? They want to know if she's got a name yet.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you that's what they're talking about now while they're slicing the carrots.
I feel a bit mean not telling them.
Oh, but it's so funny. I mean, the way they keep trying to get it out of us.
And you keep changing the subject.
We all tell them before they go. Do you think your grandmas will think it's a pretty name, eh? Do you?
I hope they do.
So do I. But if not, it's too bad. We like it, don't we?
So this is what I'm proposing, Jamie. I'll give you my permission for you to work here.
Oh, yes!
On certain conditions.
Oh, what conditions?
If there are any more phone calls from school next term...
Oh, there won't be.
I don't just mean problems with your attendance. You've got your exams coming up, and if I hear you haven't been revising...
I will. Is that all?
No. While you're working and living here, I think you should be making a small contribution towards the housekeeping.
What? But I don't eat that much, and I'm out most of the time.
Well, you won't be now, will you?
How much?
We thought £10 a week.
£10?
Mm. Well, if you don't like it, Jamie, you can always move back home with me.
I think your mum's being very reasonable. Aren't you going to say thank you?
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
So, have Chris and Alice settled back home okay?
Oh, is Alice back from university?
Yeah, they got back today.
She rang me. They can't wait to see the paper.
They're coming round tomorrow.
Yeah, well, maybe by the time they see her, they'll actually be able to call her by her name.
Chris is going to have a busy week. He's doing the fun run with me on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Where are you going?
Only to watch.
Well, that's brave.
You just had the baby.
I know. She's coming too. And George.
Oh, well, he'll like that, but...
It'll be fine. I'm feeling really well.
Yeah, but having two children to cope with...
I'm going to have to get used to that.
I remember when you was born, Edward, I thought, whatever am I going to call him? William Reese, because of Prince William.
Oh, I see. He gets royalty and I get Dad. That figures, doesn't it?
Now, listen, you two. I know you decided against Scarlet, but...
Oh, that reminds me. Mum, have you thought of your question for Gardener's Question Time?
No, but there's a week until the recording and you don't have to hand them in until the day.
Hold on. How did talking about the baby's name remind you of Gardener's Question Time?
Scarlet Runner Beans?
Oh, Clary, would you believe it? They've been having a song, eh? You've thought of a name for the baby, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, come on then, you two. We've waited long enough.
It's Kira.
Oh, Kira. It's pretty, Kira.
What do you think, Mum?
Kira. Yes, I like it.
Oh, goodness for that.
And is she going to have a second name?
Yeah. Kira Susan.
Susan?
Yeah.
It's for Dad and Grandad too, like Grandma.
Oh, how nice. They'll be thrilled.
It was lovely to find a family name on both sides.
Kira Susan Grundy. It's beautiful.
So you understand I'm limited by what the law allows, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't work after 7 for a start.
Okay, but... you'll give me as many hours as you can.
Well, let's see how it goes.
When can I start? Tomorrow?
No, there's still things to sort out. I suppose Wednesday would be all right.
Oh, great. Wait till I tell Marty.
Hey, just a second. There's one more thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's about you giving me some money towards your keep.
Well, if you don't want me to, that's fine by me. We don't need to tell Mum.
Oh, no. We're not starting this by going behind your mother's back. Anyhow, I think she's right in principle. But I don't want you getting the wrong idea. I'm happy to have you here.
Well, that makes two of us.
But I don't want you to think any of this means you've moved in here permanently.
Oh.
No, because it doesn't. The ideal is for you to go home.
Not for me.
Oh, come on, Jamie. Your mum's being very reasonable now.
Now?
She's gone more than halfway to meet you. She's trying to see things from your point of view. Oh, is it really so impossible for you to live together?
Yes, I'm sorry, Jolene, but it is.
Elizabeth, I hope this isn't too early, but I said I'd let you know. Yeah, I've talked it over with Hayley and... well, she's as excited about it as I am, and I'd love to take the job. Yes, you know, of course. Look, I'm actually standing in Grey Gables car park at the moment, so can I ring you later? Yeah, no, thank you. So am I, bye. Morning, Caroline. Hello, Oliver.
Morning, Roy.
I didn't realise you were coming in this morning.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be. My car's playing up.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing too serious.
I hope not. Of course, it would happen this morning. I've got an appointment with our accountant in Felpersham at 11.
No, I've told you, darling, it's not a problem. I'll pop back and get you. That's the advantage of having a retired husband.
Oh, you've got things to do.
Oh, they'll keep. I can come to the meeting with you.
Ah, it's quite routine.
Oh, yes, I know. Usual review with the tax year ending, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I hope he's going to be reasonably pleased by last year's figures. We didn't do too badly, considering.
No.
And Roy has to take some of the credit.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Ah, you're too modest. I know how much Caroline relies on you.
Yeah. Look, I appreciate you got a lot on this morning, but I really would like to speak to you before you go to your meeting. It's quite urgent.
Oh, well, if it really won't keep. Look, give me an hour to get myself sorted. Then I'm all yours.
I'm sorry, Cathy. I tried. I really did. But at the moment, there's no shift in him. Yeah. Yeah, of course I will. Oh, Lord.
Oh, was she really upset?
No. I wish she had been, in a way. She didn't expect anything else. That's what's so sad.
Well, at least she doesn't think it's your fault anymore. Do you want a coffee, Mum?
Oh, yes, please. It was easier when Cathy was blaming me. I knew I was in the right then.
Well, if Jamie doesn't want to go home, you can't make him.
I know. I just hate having to keep disappointing her.
Maybe she'll stop asking.
Well, I hope she doesn't. There's no way this can be a permanent arrangement.
Well, we've got him for the holiday, that's for sure.
At least when he was at school, he was occupied. Tala.
Well, don't worry, we'll keep him busy. There's plenty to do here.
Yeah, but I hate leaving you with another problem.
You're not. I can handle Jamie.
With everything else, you'll have to think about over Easter.
Hmm.
I feel bad enough about leaving you and Harry and Rhys to cope as it is.
Rhys and I are looking forward to it. Easter at the Bull is always a blast.
Oh, I hope this isn't going to take long, Roy. I lost a whole set of VAT receipts.
OK, I'll just get straight to the point then.
Oh, just a minute ago. Oh, sorry, carry on.
Well, I want to start by saying I hope you know how happy I've always been at Grey Gables.
Good.
I'm so grateful for you giving me my first chance all those years ago.
My pleasure.
You know, all the training opportunities.
Oh, there they are.
I mean, just working with you has been an education.
Oh, thank you, Roy, but don't exactly call this coming to the point. In fact, it's starting to sound rather like a farewell speech.
I'm afraid that's what it is.
What?
I want to hand in my notice.
You want to leave Grey Gables?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know this is probably rather a shock.
It is. I had no idea you were looking for another job.
I wasn't.
Look, if you've been unhappy with your working conditions, opportunities for promotion, you only had to tell me.
Well, there was nothing to tell. No, I've been very happy here.
So happy you want to leave us.
I don't. But this is just, well, it's the perfect job.
Oh.
Yeah, it's with Lower Loxley.
Ah.
Elizabeth wants me to be her general manager.
I see.
I mean, you can see where I'm coming from, Caroline.
Indeed.
I'm really sorry. I know it's sudden and I feel I'm letting you down.
Look, if it's a question of money...
No, it's not just the money, honestly. I mean, it's promotion without having to move out the area. It's all kinds of opportunities for taking my career in a different direction.
Yes.
But, and then, of course, there's working with Hayley. And this is such a tough time for Elizabeth. I really feel I could help her.
Hmm.
Well, it really is an offer I can't refuse.
Right. And I can't change your mind?
No. No, I'm sorry. I've really enjoyed working here, Caroline.
Right. I do have this meeting to get to, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Perhaps we can discuss the details, your notice and so on, later.
Of course. I just felt I had to tell you as soon as possible.
Thanks, yes. I'm glad you did.
And I really am grateful, Caroline, for all that you've done for me.
Thank you, Roy. Oh, damn! Damn and blast!
So, Harry's going to run a bull match in the garden, and I'll organise the Easter egg hunt.
Oh, that's lovely. It's always popular.
Yeah. And Rhys is totally on top of the bar, Rhoda. Look.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very clear.
Yeah.
And everyone's happy with their shifts?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah, it's all sorted, Mum. Like I said.
Oh, you're the best, darling. Thank you.
Well, we all want you to have a great time.
Yeah, I know you do. Sid loved Easter at the Bull.
Are you kidding? Don't you remember a couple of years ago?
The bunny suit.
That was so funny.
But he always made a big effort. Spectacular Easter egg hunt. Yeah, egg rolling sometimes, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, he always wanted Jamie to win.
Yeah, he was competitive.
But you're right. You know, he always made the party go with a swing.
No, I don't want to let him down. Not the first year without him. Maybe I shouldn't go to Monte Carlo.
Oh, Mum, don't be silly. Do you think that's really what Sid would have wanted?
I don't know.
Oh, I do. He'd be happy for you.
Do you really think so?
I do.
Maybe. I hope so. But he wouldn't want his precious Easter egg hunt neglected either.
It won't be. Though I can't promise to put on the bunny suit.
Yeah, that's probably just as well. Sid had Molly Button in tears when he wore it, didn't he?
Well, he was in a terrible mood.
Yeah. We had a good laugh about it afterwards. It sounds like you've covered all the bases.
Yeah, we have. Honestly, Mum will be fine.
That's the last time I do anyone a good turn.
Oh, come on now, darling. You know you don't mean that.
I do. Have you any idea how difficult Roy's going to be to replace?
I know it's a blow.
It's a catastrophe.
Oh, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration.
And after all I did for Elizabeth, I actually offered him to her.
It was very thoughtful, very generous of you.
I even let him stay on when it really wasn't very convenient for me.
Yes, because you could see how much she needed
him. And that's the thanks I get. Well, never again.
I don't believe you. Would you really have done things differently, even if you knew it was going to turn out like this?
Yes. If I'd had any idea I was going to lose Roy.
What, you'd have left Elizabeth to go under, the state she was in? Just stood by, done nothing?
Well...
Of course you wouldn't.
Oh, well, maybe not.
Certainly not. You're too good-hearted.
Don't feel very good-hearted.
Actions speak louder than words, and you were there for Elizabeth when she needed you, and that's what matters.
It was a wonderful opportunity for Roy, of course.
Yes, it is.
But where does that leave me? How am I going to cope?
Well, you should find a replacement easily enough. In the current economic climate, there must be lots of good people looking for jobs.
In the current economic climate, maybe I shouldn't be thinking of replacing him at all.
Not replace him?
What was a thought. If I could save on his salary...
Yes, but how would you manage? Who would do all his work, eh?
I would. I could juggle things round a bit.
Oh, no.
Well, I could give it a try, see how it went.
Oh, come on, darling. Don't you remember how stressed you were before Roy took some of the work off your shoulders?
Yeah, that's true.
And haven't you enjoyed us having more free time to spend together?
Of course I have, you know that.
Well, then.
Things change.
Yes, indeed they do. I'm not getting any younger. I was looking forward to us having more time to spend together, not less.
It's just an option, that's all.
Yeah, not much of one. It's just this news being so sudden that's thrown you.
Maybe.
You'll see it differently when you've had time to think about it properly.
First of the day, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Shouldn't you be at Jack's?
Well, on my way. But I've got some good news. Roy has accepted Elizabeth's offer.
Oh, that's great. Mm. Oh, I bet she's pleased.
Yeah, yeah, she looks as if a huge weight has been lifted from her shoulders.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really happy for her.
Mm, me too. Oh, but keep it to yourself, though, won't you? I don't think they're telling people yet.
Okay. I'm glad I've seen you. I've been talking to Fallon about the Easter arrangements.
Am I going to like this?
Yeah. Everything's well under control. So I should be quite happy to come away with you.
What, only quite?
All right. Very.
Good. I was watching you just now, before you saw me.
Were you?
What were you thinking about?
Oh.
Well, you look very pensive.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about how my life seems to go in phases.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, always has. Sid's gone. That's been a terrible time.
Yeah, I know.
But now, with you, well, I can feel a new phase coming on. And I feel as if I want to mark it somehow.
How do you mean?
I don't know. Do something different. Be the new me somehow.
Ah, okay. Was there anything about you that you'd like to change?
Well...
I mean, not that I want to change a single thing about you.
Getting old. But there ain't much I can do about that.
No, sorry, happening to us all. Though, you don't look old to me. You don't look old at all.
Tell that to my mirror. Hiding the grey, you know? Noticing new lines.
Yeah, well, I love every one of them.
Ooh, charmer.
Actually, there is something you could do.
What?
Terribly bad for the complexion, those things.
What? Give up smoking?
Yeah, well, you're always saying that you want to.
Well, that certainly would be a new me. I've been doing it since I was 14.
Yeah, well then.
I'd like to.
There you go, that's half the battle.
Oh, I don't know about that, Kenton. I've tried before and I never managed it.
Yeah, but you've got me to help you now, though, haven't you? Come on, give us your fags.
What?
Yeah, well, no time like the present. Not if you're serious about this.
It's such good news Roy's accepted your offer.
Oh, I know. I wasn't sure he would. He's very happy at Grey Gables.
He'll be even happier here.
I hope so.
When can he start?
He needs to give Caroline a month's notice, so that makes it May the 9th.
It's a shame he can't be here to help you with the Easter events.
Well, he could hardly leave Caroline in the lurch like that.
No, I suppose not.
And I wouldn't have wanted him to. I feel bad enough about her already.
So what will you do? Get someone in from an agency?
No, no, it's not worth it. Not for a month.
At one of your busiest times?
Well, Lewis and I have got all the Easter events set up. I'm sure we'll be able to manage between us.
Are you?
Yeah. Honestly, Mum, I'm feeling much better now.
I'm glad to hear it.
You know, just knowing Roy's coming is such a weight off my mind. I can look forward to work again. Though I do still feel bad about Caroline.
She'll understand.
Yeah, I hope so.
You need him more than she does.
Well, you think that, but you're my mother. Caroline might not see it in quite the same light.
She couldn't have expected Roy to stay with her forever.
Maybe not, but I still feel I ought to talk to her about it.
If it'll set your mind at rest.
Yeah, I might see if I can get a lift up later this morning.
You're quite sure you don't need to get some help in, just to tide you over?
Yeah, it's only 4 days that are any different, really.
4 busy days?
Oh, we'll cope. I mean, look at the bull. Jolene's going to be away, and she thinks Fallon and Rhys will be able to manage.
She didn't have much choice. Kenton just sprang that holiday on her.
I know. So romantic.
So thoughtless. Typical Kenton.
You're being very hard on him. He chose Easter deliberately.
To create the maximum chaos?
Because Jolene and Sid always did so much together at the bull at Easter. First time without him was going to be hard for Jolene, and Kenton wanted to spare her that.
You say so. I don't want to see her getting hurt, that's all.
Kenton wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't mean to.
Here you are.
Thank you, darling.
Anyway, he's made one change in her life I think you'll approve of. He's persuaded her to give up smoking.
Has he? Oh, well, let's hope that lasts, even if their relationship doesn't.
Mum, you're being really mean. Have a biscuit with your coffee. Sweeten your mood.
Elizabeth, that's the last thing I want. If I never see another biscuit or cake, it'll be too soon.
Why? You on a diet?
I wish I was. What I am on is the catering committee for Gardener's Question Time.
Well, I thought you were in charge of it.
That was the theory.
Well, I suppose things are getting a bit tense with the recording being next Monday.
Just a bit.
I'm surprised you're having problems. I should have thought everyone would be dying to show off their culinary skills for the panel.
That is the problem. If I let everyone do what they want, I could open a cake shop.
Oh, dear. So how are you handling it?
I've had to be very firm. I've made a list of who's doing what, and they've got to stick to it.
Well, I'm sure they'll be too frightened of you to do anything else.
I don't know about that. Linda's coming to see me later. I bet she's thought of a reason why she absolutely has to shower Bob Flowered you with donuts.
I'm sure you'll put it right.
I shall be glad when it's all over. And then, of course, we'll have your birthday to look forward to.
Yes, that.
Have you any idea of what you'd like to do?
Yes. Forget it. Do you want a biscuit with your coffee?
No, thanks. No, I'm all right. So, what exciting things have you been doing while I've been mucking out the cowshed?
Going through last month's milk yield figures.
Mm.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about them.
Hmm. I'm guessing it isn't good news, then.
Not really. We've undershot the target.
Have we?
Well, it's not a disaster, but it's disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew it would take a while, the state the grass was in last month.
I know.
But I thought they'd be milking better by now.
Yeah, well, don't blame me.
I wasn't.
I moved the cows on at the right time.
I know you did.
It's not my fault they're not milking well.
I never said it was. I wasn't having a go at you. Just telling you the facts.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you.
It's all right.
Like you say, it's not such a surprise.
It was a cold winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first grass was never going to be very high in nutrients.
No, good for fibre, but not high in energy.
Yeah, and this is the result.
It's only 1 month's figures.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully when the cows start on their second cycle of the paddocks...
Any minute now.
...should be well grazed off. Nice lush grass.
Yeah. We'll soon see the tank filling up again, I'm sure.
Wonderful news, Jill. I saw the peregrines on another part of the church roof.
Did you?
I'm hoping they've found a better ledge. They may be able to lay their eggs safely this time.
Wouldn't that be nice? Was that what you came to see me about?
Oh, no, I just happened to notice.
Right. So you wanted to see me because...
I'm afraid I've got some rather bad news.
Oh, dear.
If I could just put it into context... As you know, I'm standing in the parish council election.
Linda, so you're too modest. I wouldn't call that bad news.
No, I didn't...
You get so much done. I know sometimes people might question your methods, but that really shouldn't discourage you.
It doesn't. That wasn't the bad news. I'm looking forward to fighting for my seat.
Good for you.
Not that I think I shall have to put up much of a fight. My profile in the village speaks for itself.
Yes. You won't be handing out any leaflets, then?
Oh, yes, I shall. Never hurts to remind people how much I've done. The list is quite extensive. I shall be detailing my record.
Right.
No, I'm making the point that I should have been very busy anyway, and now, well, now I've had some very good news. Well, for me, anyway.
But not for me.
No, I'm afraid not. You see, my garden has been chosen for one of the special features on Gardener's Question Time.
Really?
Mm.
I mean, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm so pleased. I emailed them some pictures and now they want to include me in the feature they're doing on lawns.
That will be interesting.
I know.
But I don't quite understand why this is bad news for me. I didn't want to be in a special feature.
Oh, well, Jill, I shall simply be far too busy to bake.
Linda, that's not bad news at all.
I'm sorry?
We have far too many cooks who are certainly in danger of spoiling the broth. One less is a positive bonus.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm glad you see it like that. You do understand I shan't be able to help with any of the planning of the foyer either.
Well, that's more or less under control.
Really? I had heard Christine can't find anyone to stay outside and guard the doors while the recording's actually taking place.
Well, yes, that is a bit of a problem. No one wants to miss it.
Surely she could ask one of the non-gardeners.
Apparently, when Gardener's Question Time is in town, there are no non-gardeners.
Oh, they're buying tickets too.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a sell-out.
Well, there must be plenty of people who won't be going at all. I'm sure you'll find someone.
Hope so.
These non-gardeners, I hope they're not asking questions. That wouldn't be very fair.
It's the non-gardeners who might need the help.
Yes, but what a waste of the panel's expertise. Are you submitting a question?
Yes.
Are you going to tell me what it is?
I'm not telling anyone. I don't want to get into a discussion about it.
Or have anyone steal it.
The thought had never crossed my mind. Anyway... Thank you for letting me have your resignation, Linda.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't a huge blow to you. Right, I must get on now. I'm due at Grey Gables.
Oh, don't let me keep you from your work.
Oh, I better not. I was a little late yesterday, and Caroline was quite short with me.
You didn't have to come and see me in person, Elizabeth. A phone call would have done.
Well, I didn't think so. Thank you for finding the time. You must be busy.
I do have quite a lot to think about.
Because Roy's leaving?
Not just that. It's always a busy time coming up to Easter. Well, you know.
I'm sorry, Caroline. That's why I came, to apologise to you in person.
That was kind of you.
It's the least I could do. You must feel I repaid your kindness very badly by... Well, by poaching Roy like this.
That's rather an emotive word. He's leaving of his own free will.
I know, but...
Believe me, I tried to persuade him to stay.
I'm sure you did.
But he's just what you need. What Lower Loxley needs. That's got to be your priority. I understand that.
That's very gracious of you.
We're both businesswomen. We can be professional about this.
Yes. I'd hate this to create any bad feeling between us.
As I said, it's Roy's decision.
Thank you, Caroline.
There is one thing you could do for me.
Of course.
I'd appreciate it if you could keep all this confidential. I don't want to tell the staff about it until I've decided what to do. I won't be long, but...
No, of course. We'll dovetail telling our staff, OK?
Thank you. Oh. Come in. I'm sorry about this, Elizabeth.
No, really, I've taken up enough of your time.
Yes, Linda, what is it? I said I wasn't to be disturbed.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I was given to understand you'd asked for your coffee.
Yes, about half an hour ago. And why isn't there an extra cup for Elizabeth?
I'm sorry, but I wasn't told she was here.
Really, it's fine. I was just going. But thank you, Caroline. Thank you.
That's all right, honestly. Don't just stand there holding the tray, Linda. You've brought it now. You might as well put it down.
Well, I'm sorry, Caroline, but it really isn't my job to bring you your coffee.
Linda, I don't want to know. It's here now, and I'll drink it. Now, could you just leave me, please? I've got a lot to think about.
This paddock looks great.
Well, it ought to. Everything's been done, right?
Nitrogen?
Yep, 3 weeks ago to the day. So, should be good for protein as well as energy.
Fingers crossed then.
Yep. And the cows are looking good.
So, have you cheered up a bit?
Well, let's see the yield figures in a couple of weeks.
Enjoying the sunshine?
Oh, hi, Mum. You out for a stroll?
Thought I'd kill two birds with one stone. Get some fresh air and come and see you.
Oh.
Any particular reason?
Has Josh mentioned it's the Beekeeper Spring Convention at Stoneleigh this weekend?
Yes. Yeah, he did say something about it.
Are you going?
On Saturday. I wondered if you thought Josh might like to come.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love it.
Then the other thing is Elizabeth's birthday.
Oh. Yeah.
She says she wants to forget it.
Oh, really?
But the children would be so upset. We've got to do something.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should ask them what they want to do, or Kenton could.
Yeah, he's so good with them. He'd do it tactfully.
That's true, he would.
Have you spoken to Sheila about it?
Not yet.
She must have gone through this after Mark died.
Of course. I can't remember what we did, though.
No. But she will.
So I went to see Caroline yesterday to apologise for taking Roy off her.
Oh.
She was very nice to me, in a measured sort of way.
There you are, then.
Well, has she said anything to you about it, Sheila?
No, not really.
I don't want to cause trouble between you.
Oh, that's not very likely. Anyway, I'm supposed to be having lunch with her today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, will you let me know how it goes?
Of course. I'll drop round later, shall I? There was something I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, Mum, there you are. Been looking everywhere.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing out here?
Collecting glasses.
Are there that many this early in the day?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Well, where are they then?
Oh, I just took some in and came out to get the rest.
Did you? What's that smell?
Can't smell anything.
You reek of mints.
One of the punters did offer me one.
Oh, only one?
It was extra strong.
Yeah, it would need to be. You've been smoking, haven't you?
Just a few puffs.
Oh, Mum, it's only been 2 days.
I know, but honestly, I just took a few drags off someone else's.
Oh, charming. Not that you're an addict or anything.
It's not as if I bought any.
Oh, yeah, of course, that makes all the difference.
It does. I'm going to give up this time. I just had a weak moment.
And you're wearing patches already. You must be high as a kite.
No, I'm fine. Don't tell Kenton.
All right. But you better stay clean from now on.
I will.
Apart from anything else, those mints aren't fooling anyone.
Right. Anyway, what do you want me for?
Well, Kathy rang. She'd like to drop round.
Oh, no. Why? Jamie's been really good.
Well, yeah, not to her he hasn't. She hasn't heard anything from him since Sunday.
Well, I can't force him to get in touch with her, not if he don't want to.
I know. I think she was hoping if she came round she might at least catch a glimpse of him.
Oh, didn't you tell her he'd be working? Ugh, I really don't want to disturb him.
Well, she said she'd come anyway. Talk to you and see how you think he's doing.
Oh, no.
I don't think she's blaming you.
Oh, it's not that. We cleared the air on Sunday and I'm sorry for her. I really am, but... Oh, I've run out of things to say. We just go over the same ground.
Maybe that helps her.
No, Fallon, I can't do it. I can't cope with Kathy. Not without a cigarette. Can you talk to her?
This is posh. I thought we'd just be grabbing a sandwich in the bar.
Oh, after the week I've had, I thought I deserved a treat. Oh, and lunch is on me, by the way.
Oh, that's very generous of you. Thank you.
Plus, Roy's looking after things today.
I see. Are you very angry with him?
Oh, you do know, then?
Yes, but I know it's all under wraps for the time being.
Yeah. I still don't quite know what I'm going to do.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you very angry with Elizabeth?
I'm not angry with either of them, but it was a shock.
Yeah, it must have been.
I think it's best that Roy and I keep out of each other's way for the time being, while I take it in.
Yeah, I suppose.
For Roy's sake as much as mine, I can see he's really embarrassed about it.
Elizabeth did make him an offer he couldn't refuse.
I know.
She feels terrible about it.
No, she doesn't have to. Just a bit galling, that's all.
Yeah, it must be.
I can't even get angry with her, given the situation she's in.
You could get angry with me.
Oh, why would I?
Well, I knew she was thinking of offering Roy the job.
Oh, I see.
But I really didn't think I could interfere. I thought the best thing was to keep out of it.
Yeah.
But now I feel I've let you down.
Oh, don't be silly.
Maybe I should have warned you. But Roy might not have accepted.
No, of course you couldn't say anything. I understand. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Oh, okay.
I want some time out from thinking about it today.
Good. Let's see what's on offer here, then.
Oh, it's going to be difficult to choose.
Yes.
Oh, and this afternoon, Oliver and I are going to see Ed's new baby again. She's such a cutie.
Oh, I must drop round myself, but I've been so busy.
Let's order our food, and you can tell me all your news.
Oh, hello, Kathy.
Oh, did Fallon tell you I might drop by?
Yes, she did.
I wondered if I could pop into the kitchen just to say hi to Jamie.
He's clearing tables in the restaurant. It might not be the best time.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
I want to keep him focused.
Yes, that's right. It's just I haven't heard anything from him, not since Sunday. Not so much as a text.
Fallon said.
Once I agreed to him working here, well...
Oh, no.
I did hope I'd get something back, some kind of response.
Well, that isn't how teenagers think, though, is it?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on in Jamie's head. I wish I did.
I'm no expert. Fallon might be more used to you.
Do you think so?
Oh, she had her moments. She might have more of a clue. Why don't you go through and talk to her?
The work's been busy. And then Daniel dropped this bombshell.
Daniel?
Oh, it's not that terrible. It's just awkward. It's about his work experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hadn't really got much of a clue what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But then he went over to visit Mark's parents. Now he's decided he might like to be a lawyer.
Oh, is that such a surprise? Mark was. I'm sure his mum and dad would like to see Daniel follow in his father's footsteps. But it's a very good career. Well paid, secure. There are worse things he could be thinking about.
Mm. I know. It's all just a bit out of the blue. He's never shown any interest in the law before, apart from liking Boston Legal.
I see the problem. You think a couple of weeks' work experience in a dusty solicitor's office is going to be a bit of a letdown?
Yes. And it's which solicitor's office that's the problem?
Well, I suppose the obvious one is... Oh, I see.
Yes, the obvious place is Usha's firm. After all, it's where his dad worked.
Yeah. Is that really such a problem? Surely Usha wouldn't mind.
Oh, she's got nothing against Daniel. I'm the stumbling block.
Really? I thought you'd rather bonded over Elizabeth.
I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, that was different.
Oh, maybe. But what happened between you was a very long time ago.
We've had our differences since. And if I go in, asking for a favour for my son...
You go in?
Yes. Daniel wants me to sound her out. And I can't possibly explain to him why that might be an awkward conversation.
You don't have to.
But I can't let him down.
Isn't work experience all about showing initiative? Proving you can operate in the adult world?
Hmm. That's the theory.
Then he should talk to Usha himself.
Oh, yes, I suppose he should.
The school will be much more impressed by that. Usha too, probably.
Oh, Caroline, that's brilliant. Why didn't I think of it?
It's always easy to solve other people's problems. Now, you can tell me how I'm going to replace Roy.
So do you have any idea how I can make it easy for Jamie to keep in contact with me?
It must be very hard for you.
Oh, if he'd just say something. Give me a sign he knows I exist.
I don't think other people do exist for you much when you're that age. Your friends, maybe, but...
So, you think I should give up? Stop hassling him?
No. I don't think that's a good idea either.
Well, what then? I seem to have exhausted every option.
Well, you've got to keep the lines of communication open.
Even when it's so one-sided?
Well, I didn't have any contact with my dad for 3 years. Nothing at all.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, at the time, I thought it was what I wanted. It made my life easier and he didn't deserve to be in it.
Well, you think that's how Jamie feels?
Well, it wasn't how I felt. Not really.
You wanted contact?
Yeah. I didn't realise that until I started seeing my dad again.
I see.
I realised how angry I'd been that he'd given up on me so easily. How hurt that he just... abandoned me, even though he was getting nothing in return.
Oh, I don't want Jamie to feel like that.
It was a completely different situation. Except that...
Yeah?
Well, Jamie's taking things out on you because he's so angry about Sid.
Yeah, I know.
I was angry too, and my mum and dad split up. And then when Mum got together with Sid. But that was because I felt so lonely.
Lonely? You think Jamie feels lonely?
Well, I know that sounds crazy when he's pushing you away, too.
No, it doesn't.
So easy to feel alone when you're a teenager. Everyone's abandoned you. Nobody understands.
Yeah.
If you stop trying, Jamie really will think no one's there for him.
Oh, no, he said that once, that there was no one on his side since Sid died.
That's what I mean.
So... I mustn't try too hard, but I can't stop trying either.
Just stay in the background. Give Jamie some space and time.
I can see that's what I should do. But I just miss him so much.
You must do.
It's so hard, you know, not knowing anything about what he's doing, how he's feeling.
Well, I can keep you up to date on that, as best I can.
Oh, Fallon, would you?
Yeah, of course. And I won't ignore your texts, I promise.
No.
You really think she's all right about it?
Well, you can't expect her to be pleased.
I don't.
But she's put it behind her. She's concentrating on what she's going to do about it.
Well, I hope she can find someone as good.
So do I. If that's the way she decides to go.
What else could she do?
Well, she might just rearrange the work. Take more on herself.
Oh, no. Then I really would feel dreadful.
She's just considering her options.
And she didn't mind talking to you about it, then? I mean, it hasn't made things difficult between you?
No, of course not. Caroline isn't like that. She doesn't bear grudges.
Well, that's good. I want this to work out for everyone. I'm so looking forward to Roy starting.
I'm glad you're looking forward to something.
Why? Well, what else would... Mum's been talking to you about my birthday.
Yes. Though I was wondering myself what you were going to do.
I don't want to do anything. How can I celebrate? And what? Life without Nigel?
Oh, Elizabeth.
Well, you must have felt like this after Mark died.
Yeah, I did.
Then maybe you can explain to Mum.
But I didn't have any children then.
I know, but...
It's not Mum we need to explain to. It's Lily and Freddie. You know they'll want you to do something.
I know they will. I can't face it. It would remind me too much of... I can't do it.
Why don't you just have a day out with the children? Just the three of you.
Well, I suppose I could.
Get right away if you want to. Just do something nice.
Yes. Yes, maybe we could.
Afternoon, William. Love stocking up on treats.
Oh, yeah, I've got George this afternoon.
Oh, right. But ain't you working?
Well, you'll have to come with me. Ed and Emma have got an emergency on their hands.
Oh, no, it's not the baby.
No, it's Ed's fun run.
Why, what's happened?
Well, Emma rang Nick to say George had been playing up this morning and she just couldn't cope with the two of them.
Oh, I see. Well, I did think it were a bit ambitious her trying to take Georgie and the baby to her.
Well, of course, any normal mother would have decided to stay at home.
Well, maybe.
But, oh, no. She promised Ed and he comes first, of course.
Well, I suppose he would have been disappointed.
Well, and George isn't. No, he was looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's running in daft costumes. He'd have liked to see that.
Well, I've got to get back to Bridge Farm or I'd have taken him.
Well, we're all working, Mum. I mean, Nick's doing a shift at the Bull or she'd have had him.
Look, he'll have a nice time with you. He loves helping you with the birds.
Yeah, and I love having him. But that's not the point. George seems to be getting a very rough deal since this new baby's come.
It's bound to change things.
Yeah, for the worse. As far as George is concerned, all he does is fetch and carry for her.
Oh, he's probably exaggerating. He's bound to be a bit jealous.
Yeah, that's what Nick says.
Then she'd know.
Yeah, how to do it better. Oh. She never favours one child over another, not even her own over George.
Well, she had her moments, love, when she first had to deal with three.
And she learned from them.
Yes, I know. She's a lovely mum.
And you think Emma isn't?
I didn't say that. Look, everyone's got their own way of handling things like this.
And Emma's is the wrong way.
Oh, William, it's early days. You shouldn't be so quick to judge.
Well, I'm just looking out for my son.
And I'm sure he will have a lovely time with you this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll make a fuss of him, even if no one else is.
I'm sure you will, love. But it's extra attention he needs. You don't have to fill him up with crisps and chocolates.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Kenton.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
It's busy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, school holidays, Easter coming up.
We should have thought of that.
So what brings you into Underwoods, then?
We're buying a tablecloth.
Oh, I see.
There's no need to sound so surprised. It's not flattering.
Now, I've invited a couple of parishioners round for Easter Sunday lunch. And...
well, we want to make it a bit special for them. They live on their own, so...
Oh, I see. Well, that's a kind thought.
Are you here on your own?
No, I've got Lily and Freddie with me. I've sent them to bag a table.
Buying Easter eggs?
Oh, no, much more important than that. And we've just bought Elizabeth's birthday presents. Mission accomplished.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. It's next Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I hadn't forgotten. I just didn't quite know what to do about it.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It is. Even choosing a card. They all say things like wishing you a happy year ahead. And I do, of course, but...
Yeah, I know. I mean, Elizabeth really didn't want to celebrate at all.
Well, that's understandable.
But Shula persuaded her that the children would be disappointed, so they're just going to have a day out together.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they're all going on the Blackberry line. I'll drop them off and then I'll pick them up again.
Well, that's kind. It's difficult her not being able to drive.
Yeah, I know.
How is she today?
Oh, she's much better, thanks. Yeah, I've got a lot of her old energy back.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and things are going to be so much easier at Lower Loxley once... you know, once Easter's over.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Alan's busiest time.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can get a bit of a break afterwards.
Yes, well, I shall believe that when it happens.
Well, it can be done. I've persuaded Jolene to leave the Bull for a whole 3 days.
So I heard. Monte Carlo, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly is.
Very glamorous.
Well, you know, she deserves a bit of pampering.
Yeah, it's nice to see her getting back to her old self.
Oh, no, this is a new Jolene. No, she's given up smoking.
Oh.
Has she? Well, good for her.
Well, at least she says she has.
Oh, Kenton, have a little faith.
Oh, no, I have. I'm sure she's going to do it. Well, it's not easy, is it? And I reckon she may have even lapsed already.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but all is well. I have worked out a foolproof way to check.
Well, sounds ominous.
Oh, no, not at all, no. However hard they try to hide it, you can always tell if someone's been smoking if you kiss them.
So your solution is...
I'm just going to have to kiss her a lot, aren't I?
Oh, thank
goodness you've come in, Clara.
Well, I can't stay long. I've got to get back to Bridge Farm.
Oh, it's a relief to have someone normal in the shop.
Only we've run out of bread. Who's been in then?
Oh, well, first I had Jolene making me turn the stockroom upside down, looking for some extra strong mouthwash.
Why, was that important? No. Oh, this will do.
Matter of life and death, she said.
Oh, dear. Maybe she's got mouth ulcers. Mm. They can be nasty. Just this then, please.
And then, well, you never guess who came in.
David Cameron.
Well, I'd have been less surprised. £1.50, please. Hilary Noakes.
Hilary Noakes? Mm. I thought she got all her stuff delivered from Underwood's Food Hall. Yeah,
well, she does. She hardly ever comes in here these days.
Did she buy much? Oh, there you go.
Oh, thanks. No! Much too busy telling everyone how keen she was to support community ventures.
Oh, I see.
And then she had the nerve to lecture me about how we should be using local produce, like we'd never thought of it.
What a cheek. Oh,
the worst thing was, she said she'd be shopping here regularly.
Oh, only till the parish council elections is
yeah,
over.
Yeah, exactly. It's so barefaced.
She's claiming to be friends with half the village, you know. She even waved at Eddie in the street the other day.
No.
He nearly crashed the van.
But they're enemies from way back, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Ever since that nasty business about her water feature.
Yeah.
There ain't no way she's getting his vote.
Oh, you know, it's not fair her using the village shop to do her canvassing.
No, it's not.
Neil's chair and he hasn't asked me for any special favours.
He don't need to. People like him.
Yeah. If the other candidates are going to get up to tricks like this...
At least you don't need to worry about Linda.
Mm. I thought she was working very hard on her leaflets, detailing everything she's done for the village.
Yeah, that's why you don't need to worry. Oh, no. I bumped into our William outside.
Oh, yeah, I've got no crisps left. I only hope he didn't make George sick.
Oh.
Still, it was nice of him to step into the breach like that.
Well, lucky he could do it.
Emma was really looking forward to going to the fun run. First outing with the baby.
So would George.
Yeah, would have been nice if they could have all have gone.
I didn't really understand why she changed her mind about taking Georgie.
Well, she just didn't feel she could cope. I mean, it's different when you got two, isn't it?
You and I seemed to manage.
Oh, I don't know that I did when Christopher was born.
Well, that was understandable. But Emma ain't got nothing like that to cope with.
No, but Kira's only a newborn still. And with George playing up too.
Can I have some crisps, please?
Well, I'll finish your sandwich first.
I don't like it.
Well, I thought tuna was your favourite.
Mummy didn't do it right.
Oh?
She had to feed the baby.
Oh, well, if you really don't like it, go on then. That, what'd you say?
Thank you.
Then when we've finished, we can go and feed the birds.
Could I come and live with you?
What? Why do you want to?
I don't like the new baby.
You'll get used to her.
Can't I come and live with you till she goes back?
Back? Where do you think she's going?
To the hospital. I want to swap her.
Oh, George.
For a boy. She's so boring.
I'm afraid it doesn't work like that. She's here to stay.
But I don't want her.
I'm sure you'll like her better when she gets a bit bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like Uncle Ed when he got bigger?
Bye-bye. Hi then. Yeah. Come on, you two.
Well, good luck with the fun run.
Oh, don't. I can't think what possessed me.
And you're not going to let on what you were wearing?
No, wild horses wouldn't drag it for me. Bye.
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 Now, Freddie, can you remember where we parked the car? Hmm? Lily? No?
He's very good with them, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Well, they look as if they're coping.
I do hope so.
Lily seems very grown up all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. Quite in charge of this shopping expedition. Jill's worried about her.
I'm sure. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's as if she feels she has to be the adult now.
Because Nigel isn't here anymore.
She's so protective of Elizabeth, looking after her.
Well, it should be the other way around, I know, but they always were close.
Mm.
Those poor kids have been through so much.
And Elizabeth can't protect them. That's the worst thing, I know.
Did Amy start looking after you? Oh, but she was so little.
Started and never stopped. Haven't you noticed? No surprise to me she ended up in one of the caring professions.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Something positive came out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll just have to hope it happens for Lily and Freddie.
Well, they're surrounded by people who love them. That's a good start.
Yeah. I had a visit from Daniel this morning.
Good heavens. What did he want?
He came to ask me if he could do some work experience in the summer.
Oh, fancies following in his father's footsteps, does he?
He certainly reminded me of Mark. Done all his research, quietly confident. Very impressive.
Ooh, nice.
For us, yes, but what about Shula?
Oh, you don't really think she'd mind, surely?
I don't know. The thought of me working closely with her son...
She wouldn't be so petty.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, look what happened when Nigel died. You put your differences aside.
For Elizabeth's sake.
Well, now you can do it for Daniel, can't you?
Well, I can. But I don't want to make things worse again. If Shula doesn't like the idea...
No, she'd have told Daniel. He must have talked it over with her.
I did ask if his parents were okay with it.
Well, there you are, then.
Well, he might just have railroaded her into it. You know teenagers.
And I know Shula. Oh, if Daniel came to see you, you can be sure it was with her full approval.
You think so?
Oh, positive. You know, this could be a very good thing for all of you.
Well, they certainly look hungry, don't they?
Can I give them some of my fish?
No. They'd rather have what I'm putting in their feeders. Oh, you go and watch them while I answer this. Hi, Mum.
Hello, love. Just wondered how you was getting on with George.
Just a minute. You keep an eye on them for me, George. I just need to move away a bit to get a better signal.
All right.
William, you still there?
Yeah. I just didn't want George to hear. It's terrible. What he's been telling me, Mum. Terrible.
Why? What's he said?
He wants them to take the baby back.
Oh, dear.
No one's paying him any attention. Emma's got him fetching and carrying for the baby all the time.
Maybe she's trying to involve it.
Well, it's not working. He wants to come and live with us.
Is that what he said?
Yes. And it's fine by me. If they're not going to look after him properly...
Oh, William, don't be so silly. He's got enough upheaval going on in his little life. How on earth did that make things better?
Well, they don't seem to care. And I'm not having it. I'm going to go round and have it out with them.
Oh, no, love, don't do that. That wouldn't help at all. Leave it with me. I'll talk to him.
Ah, oh, morning, Peggy.
Hello, Vicky.
Admiring the dogs. Ah, look at the baby ones.
Oh, aren't they sweet?
Oh, they are.
No, I'm waiting for Lillian, actually. She's taking me up to see Jack this morning.
Ah, that's nice.
She just popped into the village shop for some cigarettes.
I'm on my way there, myself.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I need to stock up a bit. I'm babysitting Abby tonight. I haven't got a thing in.
Roy and Haley are lucky to have you so close.
Oh, I love having her. And Phoebe.
Yes.
Ah, they all seem to be having a great time in South Africa.
Yes, so Jennifer said when she rang.
Well, it's nice for them to be able to spend some time together.
Yes, it is.
Though I do wonder how Brian's coping with little Rory all on his own.
Oh, he isn't. Rory's gone to stay with his grandmother and aunt in Ireland now.
Ah. Oh, well, it's nice for him to have a little holiday too.
Nice for Brian.
Anyway, I'm glad I've seen you, Peggy. I wanted to ask your advice.
Well, if I can help.
It's about Gardener's Question Time. I bet you've listened to it for years, haven't you?
I have, actually. I'm very excited they're going to be recording it in the village.
Aren't we all?
I'm really looking forward to Monday. I'm going to bake a special cake for the panel.
Are you? Oh, you're lucky. Jill told me she's got enough volunteer bakers already.
Oh, she doesn't know about this. It's going to be a surprise.
I thought she was being really strict about who could do what.
One more cake's not going to make that much difference, is it?
Well, I suppose not.
Anyway, what did you want to ask me?
Ah, it's about the question I want to submit. I'm not sure if it's appropriate.
They have a great variety of questions. I'm sure you don't need to worry.
I hope not. Are you putting one in?
Oh, yes.
Do you mind me asking what?
Of course not. I'm going to ask them about my gladioli.
Really?
The corms I lifted in the autumn are covered with little tiny corms.
Oh.
I want to know if I should brush them off before replanting.
Oh, right.
And I'm wondering if the little corms could be potted up and then grown on. And how long would it take for them to flower?
Ah, you see, that's really good.
Well, thank you.
So clever and interesting. Mine's nothing like that.
Oh, I'm sure you're being too hard on yourself. What do you want to ask them?
It's about these mistletoe propagation kits Joe Grundy's been selling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I want to ask the panel if they think they can actually work.
I think that's a very good question, Vicky.
Do you?
Yes. But I'd keep it to yourself if I were you.
Oh, here you are.
Hiya, Mum. You got the morning off, have you?
No, I told Pat I might be a bit late. Edward, I need to talk to you.
Well, is it urgent? Sounds a bit ominous.
Not urgent exactly, but I thought the sooner I said something, the better. Is this a good time? Would you want to finish moving the fence first?
No. I'm more or less done. I'm far away.
Well, it's about George and Kira.
Jennifer rang me last night.
Oh, that's nice. How are they all doing?
Oh, they're having a great time. She was a bit worried about Rory, of course.
Well, he's in Ireland now, isn't he?
Yes. So she phoned him there, and he's enjoying himself too.
You and Vicky seemed deep in conversation when I came to collect you.
Oh, we were just talking about the gardener's question time recording. Wouldn't interest you.
And how do you know I'm playing a very important part in the proceedings?
Really? You're not putting a question in.
No, but it's because I seem to be the only person in the village who doesn't want to ask a question that I'll be so useful.
So, what are you going to do exactly?
Well, Christine's asked me if I'll be the doorkeeper while the event's actually on. Stay in the foyer to stop latecomers barging in, you know, clear up the plates, glasses, that sort of thing.
Oh, good idea. Glad you've agreed to do it.
And I hear there's going to be cake.
Yes, but it's for the panel.
Oh, I see. The humble doorkeeper doesn't get a look in.
Well, I'm sure people will be very grateful to you.
Yeah, well, Matt said it would go down well with the voters, doing my bit at a big village event.
He's very keen on you getting re-elected, isn't he?
I probably wouldn't have bothered if he hadn't encouraged me.
Unusually public-spirited of him.
It's good he's taking an interest.
I suppose so.
And he didn't mind me nabbing Brenda to work on my election leaflet.
Oh, so we can expect something really professional, can we?
It'll look good.
But will it actually say anything?
Mum, don't be so cynical. Matt thinks that I should stress my local roots. I am co-owner of the village pub.
Yes.
And I was actually born there.
Is that the best you could come up with?
No. I reminded them that it's thanks to me they've got street lighting.
That's a bit of an exaggeration.
No, it isn't. If it was up to Linda Snell, we'd all have been plunged into darkness at midnight.
Apparently her leaflet's going to be really detailed.
Well, maybe. But I bet she's not going to remind anybody of that.
Look, I'm telling you, Mum, you got the wrong end of the stick. You don't understand what Emma's trying to do.
I think I do.
She's not making George wait on the baby. She's trying to involve him with Kira, get him interested.
Well, I'm sure she's got the best of intentions, but I just don't think either of you's seeing it from George's point of view.
Well, go on then, tell me.
Well, a new baby comes, turns the house upside down, disrupts his routine, takes all your attention, and then to add insult to injury, he's supposed to help look after her.
Well, because that's how Emma can keep the two of them together. Look, it would be much easier for her if she just sent him off to play in his room or stuck him in front of the telly, then he really would be pushed out.
So what happened yesterday?
Oh, that was different. He was just being too much for Emma to cope with.
He wanted to see you on the run. You said he could.
Oh, Mum, be reasonable. She got the baby as well. She just couldn't manage both of them. She only had Kira last week. She's still recovering herself. I think it's amazing she got there at all.
Yes, Edward, that's all true. Of course it is. But my point is that it's not George's fault, is it?
Well, he had been playing her up.
Oh, of course he had. It's a way of getting attention.
Mum.
No, you see what I'm saying, love. Of course it were better for Emma. I don't blame her. But from George's point of view, he was being punished.
No, it just wasn't practical.
No, because Emma'd got the baby. So if the baby hadn't have been there, George could have gone.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
So as far as George is concerned, it's all the baby's fault. No wonder he wants you to take her back to the hospital.
You what? Is that what he said to you?
Well, it's what he said to William.
Oh, well, if you're getting it from him.
And until she goes, he wants to stay at Casa Nueva. Now will you see you've got a problem?
So how is Jack today?
He's not too bad. His night was rather disturbed.
Oh dear.
Just restless, I think.
But he's in good spirits generally.
Oh yes, he's enjoying the sunshine. Maybe you take him for a little walk in the gardens.
Yes, that's a good idea. Thank you, Ilona.
Good morning, Ilona.
Hi, Ted.
Oh, hello, Peggy.
Oh, morning, Ted.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, we were just saying.
And how is Jack?
Oh, he's fine, thank you. In fact, I should be getting along to see him.
He might be a bit sleepy. Ted, how is Violet?
Oh, she's having a little nap. You obviously fed them all too well last night, Ilona.
It was cake for pudding. I think there might even be some left over for visitors.
Oh, sounds tempting. Perhaps we could have a slice with a cup of coffee, Peggy.
What a good idea.
No, I'm sorry. I need to see Jack.
I meant afterwards.
I'm sorry, my daughter will be coming for me. I can't keep her waiting.
But if you did decide to take Jack for a walk in the gardens, maybe Ted and Violet could come too.
Oh, yes, that would be nice.
No, I'm sorry. Too many people. It confuses Jack. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, of course. Well, lovely to see you, Peggy.
I'm sorry, Mum, but if you're getting all this from Will, I just don't believe it.
Why ever would he make it up?
Because he's jealous. Because Em and me have had a baby and because Kira is George's sister.
Oh, Edward.
It's true. I don't want it to be like that, but it is.
You may be right.
I know I am.
So is that what you want George and Kira to end up like, you and William?
Oh, Mum, that's just silly. George and Kira aren't anything like me and Will. Kira's just a baby. The trouble between us has been going on for years.
Well, you was just a baby once, maybe, if your dad and me had handled things better when you arrived.
No, you can't blame yourself because Will's an idiot.
I just don't want history repeating itself.
It won't. Look, me and Will, it's nothing to do with our childhood. It's just the way we are.
Well, it still ain't the way you want George and Kira to be, is it?
Mum, look, Kira is 1 week old. Don't you think it's a bit early to be worrying like this?
I just want to stop it before it starts.
It'll get better. I want what's best for both of them. Both my children.
Yeah, I know you do, love.
So you're not hinting that I love Kira more because she's biologically mine?
Of course not. I know how much you love George.
Yeah, I do. I couldn't love him more.
Of course you couldn't.
But are you telling me that's what George thinks? That I prefer Kira because she's mine?
Oh, no, that ain't the way his little mind's working at all. No, he just thinks everything would be all right if you got rid of her.
So what do we do?
Well...
So I'm not going to go upsetting Emma about this.
No, but you'll talk to her about it.
Well, yeah, but I don't want her worrying. She's got enough on her plate.
She wouldn't want George to be unhappy.
Yeah, no, of course not. But she's got the new baby to get used to as well. It's not just George... She really doesn't have time to do things with him on his own.
But you do. That's often the dad's job.
How do you mean?
You can make a fuss of George. Make it a good thing he's older.
Like how?
Oh, you can do grown-up things together. Things he knows you couldn't do with the baby.
Yeah, and I suppose so.
I think that's why he had such a good time with William.
Yeah, well, it's easy for him. He hasn't got a new baby in the house.
Oh, I meant because George were able to help him at work, like one of the grown-ups.
Yeah, well, we can do that. Can help me out with the cows.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah, it'd be much more interesting than Will's boring old birds.
Or a new baby.
I was right about the cake, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
A pity you could not persuade Peggy to join you.
I thought so. But she's taken Jack for this walk now anyway.
Oh, I see.
I wish we could have gone with her. I'm surprised she thought it would confuse him.
So was I.
I thought he and Violet rather got on.
They do.
Oh, so I'm the problem then.
How do you mean?
Well, Peggy hasn't seemed quite so friendly lately.
I noticed you have stopped having your little chats.
I really don't know what I've done to upset her.
Maybe you have done nothing.
Well, there must be something. We used to get on so well. But if she doesn't want to talk to me...
I don't think it's that. Don't give up trying, Ted. Not yet.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.